Sammy Joe Wilkinson. Samantha, are you here? Come on up. Sammy Joe's background is in finance and technology. She was a consultant for the initial launch of MSN, the Microsoft Network. She wrote an internet advice column for Microsoft as Dr. Net. Very good. Diagnosed with MS in 1995, she also started an internet company the same year and continued running a company that grew to 40 employees and several millions in sales until 2002, when she was no longer able because of her illness. Things turned around in February 2004 when she discovered Bernie's information on the web, and she has done nothing but get better since starting this medication and leaving behind, as she says, all the approved MS meds.
While Joel gets my slides together, what I'm going to talk about today is my LDN experience and my prior MS experience leading up to that, and then my research that I did. Being a computer geek, I was able to go out on the web and accumulate information from other users of LDN. I did that firstly to help other people considering the drug.
You're all set. Use the space bar.
Yes. To help others that were considering using it, whether they should try it, because there is no research yet until the recent efforts that are going on that I am so grateful for. Thank you to all of the researchers that are starting this. So also, you'll see some interesting correlations between my research and what Dr. Skip brought today. Then I'm going to talk about my LDN recovery and what I've done to augment that recovery, because you can't just take the LDN pill and expect to get back to normal. You have to do a lot of hard work, too. But at least LDN can halt the disease progression so that that recovery can take place. I also want to give my heartfelt thanks to Dr. Bahari for saving my life. I mean, if he hadn't put this out there, this information, and put all of his hard work into this, I don't know where I'd be. Because you can see from my MS history here that I was in pretty bad shape when I found LDN. I'd been had it for 10 years. Starting in 1995, I went through massive flare-up, relapsing, remitting type MS. Had just about every symptom on the book. Even had falling down spastic seizures. Was blind for several days at a time, periodically from optic neuritis. And went through 2 or 3 years of that, where the only medication available was steroids. And those are pretty harsh on you. Then started to have less flares, only had one during the time period that I was on Copaxone, and that might have been due to the Copaxone or just that that's the stage that you enter into as you go into secondary progressive. The secondary progressive got so severe that I was forced to quit work finally, and the neurologist said my only hope was Novantrone. There was questions earlier about Novantrone and the side effects. I would like to strongly urge all the medical professionals here that can spread the word, or all of you that might be faced with that choice, don't do Novantrone. I have tracks like a junkie now from all the dead vein scars on my arm. That's a minor symptom compared to the other problems that that can bring on. The FDA just increased the label warning on that, where you must have your heart scanned after every infusion because of the risk of the heart, and that risk can go on for years and years after the medication is stopped. My heart function went down 10 points after 1 year of therapy and 7 doses. And that's the point at 10-point drop that you have to stop the medication, which I happily did. So I continued to worsen from the Novantrone, didn't see any improvement, was walking with a cane at this point. And 10 months after I'd stopped the Novantrone, I was getting worse and worse. And at that point, I was being measured to fit into a motorized wheelchair. That was the end of 2003. And after they brought out the wheelchair for me to test drive, I went back home and typed in something desperate on the internet like cure for MS, and knew that that would pull up the usual riffraff of things that wouldn't help me. But I found Dr. Bahari, saw that he was a Harvard-trained, board-certified neurologist, and his information about LDN, and started researching that and taking it. I also, at the end of that, had done 6 months of Avonex and more steroids, but that hadn't helped either. So I started LDN in February of 04. I knew it was working the worst the first night. I'm one of the immediate responders. And I hope that the research will help us find out why not everybody responds immediately, because maybe with dosage adjustments or something, we'll find out how it can work better for more people. The very first night I took it was the first time I had slept without spastic leg thrashing in years and years and having to get up and go to the bathroom all night. I slept without moving. My husband, Doug, who has stood by me through all of this nonsense, put a mirror under my nose to see if I was breathing. He was so used to me thrashing around and keeping us both awake. I immediately started getting better, and within 4 weeks, I had stopped using my cane, went back for a neurological exam with my neurologist at the University of Texas at that time, and he was amazed at the difference. I had originally had to get this prescription from a phone consultation because my neurologist wouldn't give it to me, so I found somebody who would. Like Dr. Skip says, find a doctor that will, and I did. So then when my neurologist at the university, this academic MS research center, saw the change in me, he was like, wait a minute, how do you spell that? I'll write that script for you. And, I mean, he was delighted with the change in me and has been excited to follow my progress with it. This is the expanded disability scale score that was recited to me as my progress worsened. And then, you know, on the upside, that's my own estimate from what I know about the scale. It's an extreme change, but I don't know what to tell you. That's what it's done. The first survey that I did, I published in July of 04, and I was doing this again just to make sure that I wasn't a placebo queen or something, asking 267 other people to fill out one of those standardized questionnaires on symptoms and, you know, what was happening to them from taking LDN. This information that I have from the first survey and the one I did from the second survey, which includes contact information, is available to anyone, any researcher that wants to go to LDNers.org and contact me via email if this information would help at all in your assessment of whether to do further research. It's similar on the fact that, you know, on average, close to 45% are saying that their progression halted. We saw these numbers also in Dr. Skip's information. 76% saying that it will help and that it helps them and they will continue taking it. I also measured the time they'd been taking LDN for and the relapse rate. The relapse rate was the most significant finding. I took this information. You can see the PubMed ID down here that analyzes what kind of relapse rate people have on the standard ABC drugs, Copaxone, Betaseron, and Avonex. Rebif wasn't included, and Nurvantrone wasn't approved at the time that study was done. But on average, on Copaxone, you're going to have half of a relapse, or one relapse. I'm sorry, half of a relapse in the first year. If you're on LDN, you're going to have a fifth of a relapse in 1 year. Or an easier way to say that is on LDN, you only have one relapse every 5 years. On Copaxone, you'd have 2.5 relapses every 5 years. And the way that this chart is set up is it shows you how many relapses you have in 1 year. So untreated people have a little bit over one relapse per year, and people on LDN get to go 5 years before they have their first relapse. So that's LDN wasn't included in that study, of course. That's my numbers on LDN, but I was comparing it against the ones that have been studied. And then hopefully someday we'll have a study where they really did compare it to the other drugs, and it was done in a clinical setting, placebo-controlled, and all that good stuff. The second survey, I'm still working with the data, but again, the raw data is available to any researcher that asks me for it. I took out the people that couldn't analyze their disability scale, because that's a hard thing to deal with, and they had maybe never been told, or they didn't know how to analyze that. But what this shows on the colored lines is that at the beginning of when they took LDN, the blue line, and that they could have been taking it for 3 months to 5 years, It varies, but the average that they were taking it was for close to two-thirds of a year. There are more people that had a lower disability rating at the time they took the survey after they'd been on LDN. You can see the shift. The blue line shows before LDN, or right when they started it, they had a higher disability score. And after they'd taken the LDN, there are a lower disability score. So I have the averages and all the good numbers on that. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was what happens after LDN puts the disease on progression halt. You have to take some action to recover from all of that. I feel that remyelination is highly possible once the inflammation and the attack on the myelin has stopped because of LDN. Joyce mentioned that permanent damage scenario, but I have overcome problems that I had had for years. And part of that is through the hard work of physical therapy, and that's just a list of the things I've done. I also enumerate all of the tactics that I try on LDNers to try and help, spread the word. And I focus on only things that have been through clinical research and have some proof behind them, so it's not more snake oil stuff. And so physical therapy, massage, chiropractic has been interesting. After, two adjustments, I was able to stand on one leg for the first time in years. So that was interesting. Also the standard supplements that have been through clinical studies. And an interesting one that I want to make mention of is pulse electromagnetic energy, because that has the same antioxidant mechanism that low-dose naltrexone may be operating on, per Dr. Agrawal's theory. And also, it is a non-drug pain mediator, so that I've advised many people about it that were on narcotic pain medications. They were able to use this for various forms of neuropathy so that they could get off a narcotic drug medication and go on low-dose naltrexone. So I have lots of information about all of this on my website if you need to pick up any of the details on it. But I just want to thank all of the people that have come together for this effort, because I know it's going to help so many if we can get the word out and get research started on low-dose naltrexone. Thank you.